one has to wake up pretty early or go to sleep late to keep up his performing skills. But administration of my college has been very kind to me because I do have four assistants who, in time of my absence, they take care of my studio. And also, I'm trying to arrange my concert life during the weekend, so to speak, or during the holidays, college holidays. So I have been doing that for quite a few years. So it's a successful practice to combine those two. Sometimes it's difficult, very time-consuming, and I have a big class. So my assistants are very helpful, and working hours are not very convenient sometimes, but what can you do?
Mm-hmm. The title of the program of French music that you're performing on Friday is called A Quiet Revolution. Does that sound like a good title to you?
Well, yes, I believe so, because there are, I think the revolutions could be either quiet or very loud ones. Like I know of one revolution, of course. I lived in a country which experienced the one revolution, that was Soviet Union. So I know how revolutions can get. But the quiet revolution I'm going to experience now in this concert. but besides that, of course, those composers all belong to a certain time period and certain country where revolution, after the big revolution, it's been quiet since there was no revolution. And then I think he meant also revolution in composition too. So, yes, I think it's very appropriate.
Yes, new ideas, new harmonies, reaction to the late romantic extensions.
Absolutely. I mean, even in the impressionistic music of Debussy, you find so many influences of romanticism. It's very obvious, especially in the cello sonata, which is his last sonata written. And I believe it was even last piece he performed as a pianist. I believe so. I might be wrong, but I read somewhere about that.
It was a terrible time after the First World War, and he had a cancer diagnosis, and yet the sonata is quite free and light at times.
Oh, sonata is light, and there are such interesting images in that sonata. One can see even images from Italian Commedia dell'arte when Pierrot goes to sing serenade to Colombina, etc. The whole second movement, the serenade, it looks like somebody is trying to crawl under the balcony and start singing the serenade accompanied by his guitar. It's incredibly rhythm, that sonata. It's just unbelievable. And also there are influences of even Eastern music. The third movement gives you an impression of almost Tales from Scheherazade, that kind of music. Yes, absolutely. Composers of that time were very much influenced by that Eastern sound and atmosphere.
Laurie Sims is a pianist I've heard many times, of course, as she's a professor here at Western.
Yes.
she's terrific. Have you had a chance to play with her before?
She's fantastic. I have played with Lori before a few times, and I always admire her playing. She's a fantastic pianist. We worked together, actually. Before Lori came to Western Michigan, she was my colleague at the University of Illinois also. And that's where, actually, we met, and we played over there, and then we played in recent years, we played a recital in Pennsylvania. And now, and every time I play with Lori, I just admire her pianism and her way of approaching music.
I had no idea that that you had connected back in Illinois. That's
yes,
very interesting.
Yes, yes. We were both young faculty at that time. Lori is, of course, younger than me, but still, we were both hired at the same time. So we were young faculty, and we performed a few times there, yes.
And what can you tell me about your colleague, Dmitry Berlinsky?
Well, we go back a while to Moscow Conservatory. Dmitry also is one of my younger colleagues, and I met him in Moscow while we were both students, and we actually participated in the same Tchaikovsky competition in 1986, and both got prizes there. And then since then, when Dmitry moved to New York, I think we moved even the same year, except I went to Boston and he went to New York, but we always kept in touch. He's one of the leading violinists today, and I think Dmitry's playing will capture your audiences. I believe he already did play in Kalamazoo with his international chamber soloist group. It was one of the summer programs, and it also was a Fontana series, but in the summer, probably 4 years ago, I remember, because I participated in that concert also and played Brahms Piano Quartet. Well, he's a brilliant violinist. He's a wonderful human being. I believe people will enjoy his playing very much.
Are you worried that he will be listening very critically when you play the Franck Sonata, which is more commonly heard as a violin sonata?
Oh, believe me, we heard each other playing quite a few times. I don't think it will be very nerve-wracking. Of course, yes, that every time you play some other instrument repertoire, there is a back thought. Would it sound right on violin, or would it sound right on cello, etc.? But there is nothing negative about, you know, having your colleague violinist listen to violin sonata. I played Bach Chaconne on cello, and, you know, violinists always come and say, "Yo, thank you for taking it off our hand. It's too much." But it's, of course, no, it's a completely different. The piece becomes completely different. It's one of those pieces which is written so beautifully that any instrument plays it, it sounds wonderful. So it has specifics of cello in it. Sometimes, and believe me, I'm not one of those chauvinists who said cello is better or it sounds on cello better. No, but it does sound convincing also on cello.
I'm always so amazed when the canon and the final movement begins, to follow it all the way through and realize how perfectly it all fits together. It's so beautiful.
And also, you know, one shouldn't be scared to go and play it up there in higher octaves, which matches violin. Sometimes the sound of violin too, but the cello has a depth which, sorry to say this, but violin doesn't have. Just the sound-wise, the frequency-wise. Sometimes it's just closer to human voice. And slower movements on cello are sometimes even more convincing. Although everybody is used to hear this sonata on violin. But let's just give it a try, you know?